Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Jeff, I have a confession to make.
Okay.
You remember I talked about my plan to, as interest rates have moved up, I've kind of had like one of my rare rules. It's keeping cash. 5% had been the prior amount. And I said I was moving it up to about 10%.
Okay.
So I did. I actually moved it a good bit more than that. My wife changed employers, so we rolled over her 401k, and as part of that, we increased our cash allocation as I was steadily increasing her allocation into stocks. And of course, this is a podcast, so I can't show it on the screen, but I really wish I could show it on the screen, because since roughly early October, when this process really started ramping up and I had hit kind of my target for cash and then exceeded it, S&P 500 is up 21%.
So you chose to double your cash position at a time when the market went up 20%.
Yeah, it was more than triple, but you know, who's counting besides
me,
you?
Me, because I like to highlight your mistakes. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm counting too. I'm counting too. So my question, and this is, so it's kind of a confession, for the sake of transparency, but also I'm. So I don't really think it was a mistake. And I'm probably wrong about that. But I want to talk for just a couple of minutes about how do you recognize whether a move you made was a mistake or not?
All right. So my first question is what was your thinking heading into it for increasing your cash position?
And I've talked about it on prior episodes of the podcast as I was making this move. First of all, the reason I keep cash is it keeps me from messing up a good thing, selling off perfectly good positions in wonderful companies to raise cash to go chase some harebrained idea that I come up with, or buying the dip on a stock that's a bad company and the stock is down, but I haven't fully accepted the fact that it's a bad investment idea, things like that, right? So by keeping that pool of cash, I don't meddle with my core portfolio, but also it's opportunistic, right? We get those market sell-offs, 10%, you know, dips about once a year, 20% every few years. It happens, right? So it gives me that dry powder to act when the market gives me those opportunities. So my thought process of moving from 5 to 10% was, for those that don't remember, was kind of twofold. Number one is my family's wealth has grown. And I'm getting closer and closer, still a long time from retirement age, but starting to think about moving away from just 100% equity exposure to having, you know, maybe more exposure to fixed income and things like that. And the fact that you can actually get some yield on cash now, it just felt like the timing was right to make that move.
Okay. So if those are all your reasons, I actually think you did not make a mistake, and that's a very sound thing. But in the confession,
would you still think that if I told you I was actually 35% cash?
I don't care. I don't think it matters. But here's where I want to go with this.
Narrator, he wasn't really 35% cash.
No, but hang with me here.
Okay.
How much of it, be honest, how much of this decision was also the fact that you felt like the market was about ready to go down?
Yeah. Maybe that's the confession part.
Which is totally normal. I'm not saying that as a gotcha, but I think I don't know anyone who makes decisions like you did and doesn't consciously or subconsciously also make those decisions be based on what they think the market might do. So yeah. I think you probably tried to time the market a little bit.
Yeah, so it's two different decisions, right? There's the decision to increase cash exposure, and then there was the rollover. And then
right, you had an easy way to do it. It was there already in cash.
Yeah. So,
it's almost like you didn't. You could look at, if you want to be positive and nice to yourself, you could look at it as you just slowed down the pace of rebuying the stocks.
Right. Right. And the timing was terrible for that. Was absolutely terrible for that. Because, well, the market's gone up 21% roughly. I mean, if you move to late October, it's moved up 26%. So,
but here's the thing, right? So you could not have known this at the time. Right? Here I'm going to be the person who makes you feel better about your decision. You couldn't have known what the market was going to do. It was already in cash because you rolled over the old account. If I were in the same position and I rolled over an account into cash and it was the market we've experienced over the past 6 months, I probably would have more cash now than I did before too, because I find myself, even with my whatever monthly, weekly, whatever I end up doing, buying decisions, going through my portfolio and looking at everything as being kind of expensive.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. I think the second thing is, right now, this might feel like a potential mistake / reason to do a rough cut. But you mentioned about once a year we get that 10% drop. Haven't had one in a while now. And one could happen any day. So I feel like if a month from now you're still mostly cash and the market drops 10, 12%, that changes how you feel about this entirely.
Does it really? Because, I mean, if it's up 30% from where I started and it falls 10%, I still made a bad move.
Yeah, but you know you're going to deploy that cash if the market drops 10%.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too, is like I already have a plan for deploying that cash, because this is the sort of environment, it's the sort of situation where I've seen way too many times we swing the pendulum too far, and I'm trying to avoid that. So I think about like March 2009, S&P bottom, down almost 60% from the high. And then we saw it again during the pandemic, March 2020. A lot of people were sitting in cash because they knew it was going to go further. And then they sat on the sidelines in 2020 for a year and a half, right before the market sold off a ton. Back in 2009, they sat on the sidelines for a dozen years, right? Before the market sold off. So I want to avoid swinging the pendulum too far the other way. So I do have a plan. I do have a plan for deploying capital in a meaningful, regular, consistent way. I've said before, there's always something to buy. What I'm trying to avoid, reality check me here, is looking at the market and looking past individual opportunities to buy.
Yeah, I get that. But I don't know. I remember feeling during 2022 like every decision I made was potentially the wrong one, because that's how that whole year felt. Everything just kept going down all the time. But
yeah,
again, this is hindsight. Looking back at 2022 and looking back at March and April of 2020, I wish I bought more.
Right.
You know, so like right now I don't feel compelled. I'm still buying stuff, but I don't feel super compelled to buy a whole bunch of stuff because I don't think it's price anchoring for me too much, because I'm not looking at the price as much as I'm looking at the little bit of valuation work that I do on the stocks that I own. And almost everything, except for the stuff that's just done really, really poorly for me, is significantly more expensive than where I bought it on a valuation basis.
Right.
So not that I won't buy something if it's a higher valuation, but I'm not in a rush to. So I'm not like right now, I'm like, I think I have the perfect amount of cash. And if I were you, if I had a whole bunch, I would probably be cautious and just kind of be waiting, because at some point it will go a little, even a little bit lower. Yes, 10% down is still up from where you were, but you know that when the market falls 10, some of the stocks you own will fall more.
A lot more. Yeah.
So
yeah, I think that's, you know, that's exactly right.
I think you'll have some opportunities and be happy you have that cash when those opportunities arise. So don't beat yourself up too much, even though you're an idiot.
I think we'll leave it there.
Perfect.
All right, everybody. Also, don't be an idiot. You can do it. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
See ya.
Goodbye.